Welcome to Can Do Russian by RussianPod101.com. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask for something at a grocery store in Russian. For example, this please is
Это пожалуйста.
Mikhail Maslov is at a small grocery store. After finding something he wants, he points at the item and asks for it. Before you hear the conversation, let's preview some of its key components.
Это.
This.
Это. Это. Вот, возьмите.
Here you are.
Вот, возьмите. Вот, возьмите.
Listen to the conversation.
Это, пожалуйста.
Вот, возьмите.
Once more with the English translation.
Это, пожалуйста.
This, please.
Вот, возьмите.
Here you are. Let's break down the conversation. Do you remember how Mikhail Maslov asks for an item without knowing its name? This, please.
Это, пожалуйста.
This standard way of asking for something follows a simple pattern. First is
Это.
This.
Это. Это. Это.
Is the neuter singular form of the word for this. If you don't know the name of an item and consequently its gender, you can use
Это.
It refers to something which is near the speaker. Mikhail uses it because he's pointing at something which is near to him. Next is
Пожалуйста.
Please.
Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста.
Altogether it's
Это пожалуйста.
This please.
Это пожалуйста.
Let's take a closer look at the response. Do you remember how the clerk says, "Here you are"?
Вот, возьмите.
First is
Вот.
Meaning here in this context.
Вот. Вот.
Next is
Возьмите.
Literally, take.
Возьмите. Возьмите. Возьмите.
Is from
Взять.
To take.
Взять.
Altogether, it's
Вот, возьмите.
Literally, here, take. But it translates as Here you are.
Вот, возьмите.
Note, an alternative response from the clerk could be
Вот, пожалуйста.
Literally, here, you are welcome. But it translates as Here you are. The pattern is
Item, пожалуйста.
Item, please.
Item, пожалуйста.
To use this pattern, simply replace the item placeholder with the thing you want. Note, this pattern requires a demonstrative pronoun. Imagine you'd like something from across the room. The pronoun to indicate something far from a speaker is
то.
That.
То. То.
Say that, please. Ready?
То, пожалуйста.
That, please.
То, пожалуйста.
The following phrases can be used to refer to an item without knowing its name in Russian.
Это, пожалуйста.
This, please, and
То, пожалуйста.
That, please. For items that are plural, use
Эти.
These.
Эти.
Or, for things that are far from you. Use
те.
Those.
Те.
Remember, these can be used to refer to an item without knowing its name in Russian. Again, the key pattern is
Item, пожалуйста.
Item, please.
Item, пожалуйста.
Let's look at some examples. Listen and repeat or speak along with the native speakers.
Это, пожалуйста.
This, please.
Это, пожалуйста.
То, пожалуйста.
That, please.
То, пожалуйста.
Эти, пожалуйста.
These, please.
Эти, пожалуйста.
Те, пожалуйста.
Those, please.
Те, пожалуйста.
Это и то, пожалуйста.
This and that, please.
Это и то, пожалуйста.
Did you notice how the last speaker used a different sentence pattern?
Это и то, пожалуйста.
This and that, please. We use the words
это
and
то
together.
Это
this.
Это то.
That.
То.
When requesting multiple items, you can join them with the conjunction
и,
meaning and.
И.
And.
И. Это и то, пожалуйста.
This and that, please. Let's review the key vocabulary.
Это.
This.
Это. Это. То.
That.
То. То. Эти.
These.
Эти. Эти. Те.
Those.
Те. Те.
Let's review. Respond to the prompts by speaking aloud. Then repeat after the native speaker, focusing on pronunciation. Ready? Do you remember how to say, please?
Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста.
Do you remember how Михаил says, this, please?
Это, пожалуйста. Это, пожалуйста.
Do you remember how to say, here?
Вот. Вот.
Do you remember how the clerk says, here you are?
Вот, возьмите. Вот, возьмите.
When you don't know the name of something, do you remember the word for that?
То. То.
When you don't know the name of something, do you remember the word for these?
Эти. Эти.
Let's practice. Imagine you're Михаил. You're at the grocery store to buy some bread, but you don't know the word. Instead, you point at it and say, this, or
это.
Ready?
Это, пожалуйста.
Вот, возьмите.
Listen again and repeat.
Это, пожалуйста. Это, пожалуйста.
Let's try another. Imagine you're Марина, and you see some small snacks you'd like to try. Ask for these, or
эти.
Ready?
Эти, пожалуйста.
Вот, возьмите.
Listen again and repeat.
Эти, пожалуйста. Эти, пожалуйста.
Let's try one more. Imagine you're Milena, and you see a sandwich in the showcase far away. Ask for that, or
то.
Ready?
То, пожалуйста.
Вот, возьмите.
Listen again and repeat.
То, пожалуйста. То, пожалуйста.
In Russian speech, you can notice one more variation of the pattern used in this lesson.
Вот это, пожалуйста.
Did you notice how we added the
вот
particle? Particles
вот
here and
вон
there are used to point out to an object located close or far away from the speaker, respectively. So,
вот
is used with demonstrative pronouns
это
and
эти.
And
вон
is used with demonstrative pronouns
то
and
те.
For example, imagine you want to buy a pack of peanuts that is located at a distance from you, and you don't know what to call it in Russian. You can say,
вон то, пожалуйста.
If the pack of peanuts is located close to you, you can say,
вот это, пожалуйста.
This is the end of this lesson.